Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Coverings 2011 in Las Vegas, and I'm with Frank Douglas in the Crossville space on the first day. Frank, how you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you, Kemp.
Hey, you got a big celebration you're talking about here at the show, and we actually put a feature in our March issue to talk about it. You're 25 years old this month, right?
Absolutely. We started in 1986 in Crossville, and 25 years later, here we are at Coverings 2011, so we're celebrating.
Yeah, and actually, one of the things you'll find out by reading this article in our magazine is that you guys were the first to be in the USA-made porcelain business, right?
Right. We were the first producer in America of large unit porcelain tiles. And when we started, there was just no one else. We broke new ground.
Yeah, and everybody's followed you ever since, right?
It's the world's gone to porcelain. Absolutely, yeah. Kemp.
Okay, great. Well, but people follow you in style and design also. I mean, that's what makes kind of what sets you guys apart, right?
We try.
So what are you talking about the show other than your birthday?
Well, at Surfaces, we launched a new line that we're very excited about called Color by Numbers. It's a wall tile line, 16 colors, some very interesting sizes and accents, and we're getting just an off-the-charts response to it. So we're really excited about that and starting to build some momentum on it. We're featuring a new line that we're launching in a few weeks called Bluestone, and as you can see, and your audience can't, but yeah, we're standing on it. It's the floor of our booth here. And it's just an incredible line of four colors of porcelain, 24 by 24 and multiple sizes.
Well, since they can't see it, describe it. I mean, it's got a little bit of a minimalistic concrete look to it, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. We kind of tried to take the best of both worlds. We mixed a stone look with a minimalist look, and it really simulates the look of a natural stone, interestingly enough, called Bluestone, that's a very pricey product, and I think we captured the essence of it in a very low maintenance.
It looks like there's two different gloss levels, is that right?
Yeah, it's available in a matte finish as well as a semi-polished finish.
Okay, this is gorgeous. And as you say, it's all over the floor of the space here. And then you also have, I guess, some wall tiles you're talking about?
Yeah, we're launching a new line from a metal factory, a cast metal line called Mixology. It's a good-looking line. It's got two metals with two different types of surfaces on it and multiple sizes and configurations, and again featuring 50% post-consumer recycled content. So we're getting a real nice reaction.
Actually, you showed me a piece of it, and what makes it so light?
It's a resin material with just metal on the surface, and it's just a very, very lightweight piece.
Okay. And again, not for floor use, right?
No, it's a wall tile product.
All right, and you've gotten your smartphone app going, is that right?
Yeah, we are now on the Apple iTunes store with our Crossville app, and you can scan one of Crossville's QR tags, and it'll take you to a website that features the product that you just scanned the QR tag of.
All right, let's talk about business for a minute. I was talking to you actually not too long ago, and you were saying that 2011 was actually starting in about August or September of last year. Things are really starting to pick up for you guys, haven't they?
Yeah, we saw a nice upward curve starting, as you say, around mid-year, and again, another spike at the beginning of the year. So we're pretty cautiously optimistic about 11.
And you guys, for those that don't remember, you guys are 70 to 80% of your business is on the commercial side, right?
That's right.
So you're telling me that you think that that's the piece of the business that's coming back first?
It feels like it, yeah.
Well, let's talk real quick about that sample box that you've put together. I think we first looked at it at Green Build, and now you have it where you can give it to the A&D community. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. We call that our sustainable chip kit, and it's a very high-resolution scan of every tile that we make. It comes in a very small, usable, lightweight carton to carry around. Again, it has QR tags on the back for quick identification and additional design tools that are web-based. And obviously, being cardboard, they're totally recyclable. So it's an easy, very functional way for a designer to see the entire Crossville line.
All right, one last question. I know a lot of people, and this is the first 20 minutes of the show, so you can't tell me about the show. How does the show differ from, say, the Surfaces show?
Well, this is really a tile show. This is where everything started. The Surfaces is all different kinds of floor covering, and this is where the tile world meets once a year.
You think it's going to be good traffic this year?
Yeah, we think so. Being so close to Surfaces and in both time and geography, we think that people made a choice between one or the other, and it appears that a lot of people chose Coverings.
Okay, great, Frank. Good to talk to you again. We'll be talking to Frank Douglas, who's Vice President of Business Development with Crossville, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.